we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. It's Monday morning right here in beautiful Brevard County. Aren't you thankful that God has promised that he will always lead his people in triumphal procession? You know, in the ancient world, if they went into an area and they conquered that area, they would make a parade out of the victims that they had conquered. They would parade them. It would be a parade of shame. But God says that he always leads his people in triumphal procession. It's like a ticker tape parade for those who have been delivered from sin by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So today I want to thank him for his leadership and thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We do want to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday morning. I want to take time to invite you out. If you are in need of a Thanksgiving basket, we are going to make several of those available to people who come to church on Sunday morning. And so we also have a Thanksgiving dinner after. We're providing the turkey and the meat, and everybody else is providing all of the side dishes. It's going to be a great festive celebration, and so we encourage you to come. You have to be there. Don't be calling the church and saying, "Hey, I'd like one of those Thanksgiving baskets." We are saying if you're going to come to church, and you're in need of a Thanksgiving meal, then we will be able to help you with that. That's coming up Sunday morning, this coming Sunday. You don't want to miss that. So we started on Friday talking about living a life of resolve and how we need to resolve to live our life as a more godly person in spite of opposition or distraction. Today I want to take you to 2 Chronicles. This is not taking the place of our study in Isaiah. We are supplementing our study of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 50, verse number 7, the prophet said, "Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed." So it is a determined life, a committed life, a resolved life. And so we are going to be talking about those things. Now, I want to tell you about this free little business card. It is a business card size. We have a couple of resources that we have produced. We don't charge for any of our materials or anything like that. If you wanted to make a donation, that's always welcome. We have a tremendous missions program. This program tends to operate with a negative cash flow. It's a ministry for us. It is not a profit margin booster. We just love to get the word of God out. So we have produced this little business card with 6 verses on the front and on the back about they are declarations from the word of God about living a resolved life. And so today, if you'd like one of those, contact us at 321-454-4263, or you can contact us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com, or you can come to church and say, "Hey, Pastor, could you give me one of those cards?" We have these available. Another resource we have is a little thing that you can fold up small enough that you can fit it in your pocket or into your wallet. And it gives you verses and ways to minister to people to where you could lead them to a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you'd like either one of those, don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to put those into your hands. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse number 3, and it happened, or verse number 1, "And it happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazazon, aren't you glad that you don't have to pronounce all of these words? Tamar, which is in Gedi." I can say that one a lot better. "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, 'O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they have dwelt in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, and pestilence or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence. For your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you.' And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.' Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked around looked towards the multitudes, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped." So I'm gonna stop the reading. No, I'm gonna go on just a little bit more. "And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away, and they were there. They were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Berakah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Berakah until this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. That valley is means the valley of blessing. It was a valley of opposition. It was a valley where the enemies had gathered in such magnitude that they were actually terrified. It says that Jehoshaphat in verse number 3, that Jehoshaphat feared. The king was afraid. The people of the land were afraid. Everybody was afraid because of these three armies that had gathered to come and wage war against the nation of Judah. Now, the interesting thing about this is that these were people that were relatives of the people of Judah, and they were not permitted by God to attack them or wage war against them when they were coming from Egypt into the Promised Land. The people didn't receive them. They weren't allowed to go through. And so God rerouted them around the opposition. That's a good word for somebody today. Some of you have met with some opposition. And I want you to know it's not going to change your destination. God has the ability to reroute you. This is not an end of the journey. It is simply a divine detour. Don't allow someone else's hostility towards you. Don't let their refusal to walk in obedience to God, don't let their refusal to hear from God have any impact upon your resolve to complete the journey that God has given to you. And so here these people are, and they gather, and so the king sends out a decree, an invitation to all of the people of Jerusalem and to all of the surrounding villages of the nation of Judah. And he invites them there for one purpose. And it is found in verse number 3. So Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. He resolved to be a king of prayer. He resolved for the people of Judah to be a people of prayer. I want to call you today to be a county of prayer. Prayer really does change things. Prayer is, it has a way of putting in perspective the circumstances that we are dealing with. If I could take you back into verses number 5 through 12, there is a remembrance, if you will, that the king cried out in prayer to God, and he says, "Are you not God in heaven? The answer is yes. Do you not rule over the kingdoms of the nations? The answer is yes. Is there not power and might in your hand, so that no one can withstand you?" And the answer is yes. Can you feel the faith arising as they begin to pray, not just because they are going in a season of opposition, but because now they are remembering not the size of the enemy, but the size, the ability, and the magnitude of their God. Which will you magnify? What you focus on will become bigger, and what you choose not to focus on will become smaller. You can either focus on the size of your God or the size of your problem. Whichever you choose to focus on, the one is going to grow bigger in your eyes and the other is going to become less influential. Which will it be? The more that you pray by faith, the more that you are resolved to pray and remember the true identity, the biblical identity of God, the greater your faith is going to arise, and you are going to hear from God. You are going to hear a strategy from God that will result in you seeing the glory of God that is going to lead you, instead of a valley of conflict, it will be a valley of blessing. And I'm very thankful about that. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land? Are you still the same as you were for our forefathers? The answer is yes. They dwelt in your sanctuary. So they cried out to him in their afflictions, and they said, you will hear and you will save. This is not a prayer of presumption. This is, Jehoshaphat was one of the godly kings of the nation of Judah. He was one of the good kings. He didn't live perfectly. He made some bad alliances, and that happened on a number of occasions, but he knew God. He knew God, and he knew that God was going to answer. He reminded them of what God had said, and that this enemy existed because they were not permitted to wipe them out at the command of God. God said, don't touch them. They're your relatives. Okay? And so as they prayed, they all in unity, in verse number 13, it says, they stood before the Lord and they waited, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came upon on one of the prophets. His name was Jahaziel. And I just want to tell you just a little bit about what King Jehoshaphat said. He said, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. It's a high and holy privilege to speak forth in the name of the Lord. And so we need to make sure that when we speak as the oracle of God. We speak words from the throne of God. We speak words of life and encouragement. For God intends for you to be established, and he intends for you to prosper. Why does God command us to have a spiritual foundation? Because when the storms come and the winds blow and the waves beat upon your house, he wants the house to stand. Why does the devil not want you to have the foundation of the Word of God in your life? Because he knows that when the winds come and the waves beat down upon the house, that a house without a foundation will surely collapse. So you've got to understand, God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be established. God wants you to thrive under his direction. And the devil wants a catastrophic failure in your life. I have seen too many lives utterly devastated because people chose to ignore the Word of God. If you and I will resolve to pray, and pray biblically, not just pray because we got a problem, pray biblical prayers. Pray because of the intimate relationship that we have with God. Pray because we know our God before the problem arose. There, that was what Jehoshaphat did. He goes all the way back to the time when the children of Israel come into the promised land, and he said, God, this is who you are. This is who we are. This is what you wouldn't let us do. And now we have this circumstance that has arisen before us. God, we need you to speak. Jahaziel speaks, and the first thing he tells them to do is listen. And he says, don't be afraid, nor dismayed because of the great multitude. You have to keep your emotions under control. This is not a time to panic. This is a time to hear from God, and our emotions will go wherever we let them go. You can wake up of a morning and decide that you want to be in a bad mood and your emotions will take you there. Or you can be resolved that you are going to be filled with the joy of the Lord, that you are going to have the peace of God, that you are going to be a messenger that is representing the call of God very well, and your emotions will follow you there. I encourage you to make sure that you do not live your life in fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Last Wednesday, as I was teaching out of Psalm 91, I was teaching that because God is our covering, that He shelters us with His pinions or His feathers, that He provides that covering for us, that protection, and He disarms every weapon that is formed against us. There's nothing that can get to us when we're under God's covering that doesn't have to first go through Him. And then it goes on and says, I will not be afraid of this. I will not be afraid of this. I will not be afraid of this. It is because of God. Listen, you will not live today without fear because of willpower. The only way that you can live without fear is when you know that God's got your back, He's got your front, He's got your right side, your left side, top and bottom. You are completely covered by God. He says, this battle's not yours. A lot of times, we need the perspective of God. What do you want us to do? We like to be hands-on. We like to be proactive. But sometimes that is not what God wants us to do. Sometimes He wants us to let Him fight our battles for us. And that's what happened on this occasion. He says, you will, in verse number 16, tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz. I want you to know, God is never ambushed. He is never surprised by an attack of the enemy. He knows exactly where the attack is coming from. And He says, go down. You will watch it. You will find them at the end of the brook. You will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of God. A person who has been resolute in prayer, prayer is not just our communicating with Him, but prayer is us hearing from Him, receiving our marching orders, hearing our instructions, and then positioning ourselves in accordance with those instructions to see the result that God has promised. He says, for the Lord is with you. So they go down, and instead of going down in fear, they went out in praise. They praised the Lord for the beauty of His holiness. They praised Him because of who He was. They praised Him instead of doing battle that day. And the Lord, who's never ambushed, set an ambush against those who had gathered against His chosen people. And He said, the end of this battle is not going to be exactly what you thought it was. You know, God's plan for any opposition or conflict or battles that come up into our life, it is not to return us to the status quo, but to leave us with a fresh and powerful testimony and leave us with fewer enemies than when we engaged in the battle. All of this was made possible. This valley of opposition was turned into a valley of blessing because the king, one man, had a resolve to pray like his life depended upon it. And the people that he governed set themselves with resolution to pray as if their life depends on it. Today, in Brevard County, I believe God wants to raise up a people that will pray as if their life depends upon it, because it does. What will you do? Will you give way to fear? Will you let fear rule your life? Or will you make it a matter of prayer and pray until you hear from heaven? Don't don't run off at the lips to such an extent that you don't position yourself to hear what God has to say. God knows everything you have need of before you even ask. Jehoshaphat didn't pray, Oh God, there's a huge enemy. I don't know what we're going to do. He prayed, God, are you the same that you were before? And it was a rhetorical question. The answer is yes. God, these are people you wouldn't let us do. We walked in obedience, and now this conflict has arisen because of our obedience to you. Now we're going to sit here. We're going to pray. We're going to hear from you. Because you have a strategy, you have an answer, you are not outwitted, you're not confused, you're not in chaos, you're just waiting for a people to develop a resolute life of prayer. How's your prayer life? Would it be best described of, in case of emergency, kneel here? Would it be, well, I pray on a daily basis, and it's more just to hear, you know, to go through my religious routine? Or do we hit our knees saying, God, there are people who are held captive by the enemy. There are people today who are going to die and spend an eternity apart from you unless the grace of God intervenes on their behalf. God, we need you, the Savior of the world, to come and minister salvation across this globe. I tell you, God has a plan. If we, the people of God, would be resolved to pray, we'll hear that God is not confused. He's not ambushed. He knows exactly what the enemy is doing, knows where they're doing it, and he is wanting to act on behalf of his people. Tell you what, why don't we pray for every Bible preaching church in Brevard County this week? That all of us would be people of prayer, but that also God would use us to build his kingdom. Let's pray that God would send a flood of salvations to our churches. Amen. Father, we are here. We are your people called by your name. Lord, you are the commander in chief. We pray today, Lord, as if our life depends upon it, as if someone's eternity depends on it, Lord, because it surely does. Lord, there are those who are attacked with hopelessness and discouragement and depression. God, today we pray for them that you would reach them by the grace of God. Lord, there are others who are overwhelmed, overcome by sickness and disease. God, today I pray in Jesus' name that you would deliver for your great name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.
It's like an